The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
The following program is paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
You're listening to Implicit Bias on News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Yes, the levees have broken again. It is obviously that time. This is obviously another episode of Implicit Bias, and I am obviously your host, Kevon Bordelon. And we should be obviously thankful for your listenership. By the way, we are. Implicit Bias brought to you in hour one by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, right here in Lafayette, 553 square feet of walk-in humidor. And as you start to think about summer winding down, yes, that means school is right around the corner. That means football is right around the corner, which means Victory Cigars and your weekly whiskey on a sultry South Louisiana evening, they're getting closer. That means you need to hit Piper's Haven to get your stash. Let Louisiana's only certified master tobacconist help you pick something out. Go to Piper's Haven. Let Renee and his staff know that you heard about him on Implicit Bias. So we're going to put it like right here in your face. We're going to make it obvious because sometimes, well, many times, we need things to be obvious to us in this world. Sometimes we need the cold, hard, stinky butt of truth to sit on our face and wiggle until we realize that we've been getting the stink eye of truth for quite some time, even though it's been right in front of our face and we just couldn't see or smell it. See, the truth about our world has been right in front of us for, well, forever. And like, I mean like the Sandlot, forever. And the world somehow keeps putting it there for us to ignore. There's truth in our day-to-day lives. And it's true in our spiritual lives as well. It's true in our politics. And as my old pal Sensei Dan used to say, the truth, well, it's always true. And there potentially isn't a much greater truth than that old X-Files saying, the truth, it's out there. I'll even go further and say that the truth, well, it's literally right in front of our faces. Let's use politics as an example. So all of these things have been said about a very prominent political figure who is running for president in 2024. He had classified documents when he wasn't supposed to. He had family members doing business dealings with foreign entities. He was being a habitual liar about accomplishments. He was being an unwanted toucher, let's call it. He was asking foreign governments to help keep him in power. He was being disrespected by the rest of the world. He's putting us in terrible positions that would eventually lead the country into war. He's tried to weaponize government against his political allies. He tried to collude with foreign governments. Whistleblowers have even come forward with impeachable offenses. That's 10 things that either could have been said or have been said about both candidates from both political parties that are the front runners. Now, I guarantee that if you didn't know the political tendencies of this show, you might have thought we were talking about the 45th president of the United States. If you do know the tendencies of this show, then you probably think we're talking about the 46th president of the United States. And see, this is the hard truth about everything that's being put out in front of us right now. All too often, we are seeing only what we want to see. Now, we're not saying we want to see either side of things that we just listed. What we do want to see is all of it. All of it. So we can truly discern or pray that we might one day be able to say that we are on the right side of history. I truly believe that's all most of us actually want, but here's the problem. In order to see all of it, to truly understand all sides of the argument, we have to understand all sides of ourselves as humans. Not just the logic, not just the emotion, but the spiritual as well. After all, Psalm 25:4 tells us, "Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow." Now, what does that mean? I mean, after all, we're all trying to be Catholic or Christian on this show. It's our IB after all. But what that means to us is that we won't always get the information or understanding of what's in front of us unless we actually spend time discerning it. What made me think about this? Funny enough, it's the movie Oppenheimer. It reminded me of how Washington, D.C. operates and how they've put it right in front of our faces for the last 6 years or so. Now, we're not going to spoil the movie for you or anyone, but know this. Regardless of who Robert Oppenheimer was, he was set up by politicians. After his usefulness was done, a kangaroo tribunal was set up by the person who was supposed to be his friend. And that tribunal was not intent on putting him in jail, but intent on ruining his reputation worldwide. Pure, unadulterated character assassination when there really wasn't any proof of a crime. But it was a conviction by public opinion. That's when it dawned on me. Special counsels, multi-year investigations, media feeding frenzies, all without criminal referrals or prosecutions. Know this. This is the establishment playbook. They don't have to kill you. They just have to kill your reputation. And DC power brokers do it all the time. They even put it in a movie to tell you how they do it. They're rubbing our noses in it, and they're wiggling on our face all day, every day. Which means it's time to say ah and bite something. Bite back by recognition and recognizing the pattern. Help others recognize the pattern as well. Look, it's amazing how different we can be and still recognize the pattern, talk about it, discuss it. Help grab a weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News. Enjoy the bloodbath of a conversation that this can be. Engage in your imp of the perverse and watch people's perceptions get shattered like a window hit by the tiniest of rocks, but traveling at near plaid speed. Now, we'll do it with you. We've got our weekly whiskey. We've got a special spin on our weekly whiskey this week because I believe it's actually cocktail hour here in the TSPL. When we come back, we've got the rest of your implicit bias.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited. Back to Cypress Bayou Casino. Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around firearms or hasn't done a lot of shooting. We can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at therusticrenegade.com.
If you want to know about cigars and pipes and pipe tobacco and more, you need Rene Girard, Acadiana Certified Master Tobacconist from Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Road, between Adrian's and Gilbo Road. All right, you've got it all, Rene.
Yeah, you know, we need to hurry up and make this commercial because I need to go back and sit on the porch.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Perfect porch sitting weather. We got a pot of gumbo cooking in the back, and I mean, you know, it just, we got to go eat and sit on the porch.
And talk about all the world's problems.
Solve all the world's problems.
I like it. All right, tell me all the stuff you got at Piper's Haven.
Well, we got 553 square foot humidor loaded with cigars. I have pipe tobaccos, pipes, lighters, cutters, ashtrays, pocket knives, Lamberger lamps, and a bag of chips.
I love it. Is it a tasty bag of chips?
Yes.
That's what I heard.
It's
all
Ruffles.
That.
They have ridges.
Uh-huh. Delicious chips, all the fine tobacco, and great cigars at Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, between Adrian's Supermarket and Gilbo Road.
Shop at New News, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. New News is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. New News, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon, and it's sitting right in front of our faces here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair in Hour 1, which is brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Go see Rene Girard. And look, if you're looking for something special to do on August 2nd, we're kind of beginning like a big event week because Rene has got a special cigar event. We're going to tell you more about it at Piper's Haven on August 2nd, which kind of gets you ready for Implicit Birthday on August 3rd, where you get whiskey and cigars and you get to meet the crew and you get all the tastings. We're going to go through all that in just a minute. But right now, we need to introduce you to the crew here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair this week. We're going to start with the most familiar voice here in the TSPL. Across the table, he is the man, the myth, the legend, the Rustic Renegade, Caleb Morse. Caleb, little different here. We're going to explain kind of why it's a little different in this segment. I love the look on your face because you're intrigued.
I'm in trouble is what it is. I will admit it now. I am in trouble.
So let's admit why Caleb is in trouble. It's because of the man to my left. He is sitting next to Caleb Morse, and they're trying to figure out how to get the microphone to Alex Saison of Sorrow Trading, who has turned our weekly whiskey segment into cocktail hour here on Implicit Bias, as we have a weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets, Youngsville, Scott Milton, Maurice, and he has turned it into, and I'm going to say this because I'm jealous. I can get the ingredients. I've got the ingredients. But I can't do this, Alex Saison, when you make an old-fashioned like this. This is off the freaking charts.
I'm not good at a lot of things, but man, old-fashioned, I am your guy. So we love turning any minute into happy hour, into cocktail hour. So that's what we did here. And I think we're going to kind of have some fun with this.
Oh, we're going to have tons of fun because we're going to, instead of playing What Would You Pay with the What Would You Pay championship belt chain, we are going to, A, rate this cocktail on the Morse Whiskey rating code, then B, we're going to get a guess from Caleb Morse and Sam Stokes what the weekly whiskey in this cocktail is, because they've had it before, but they don't know necessarily what it is. Before we do that, though, we need to introduce you to our third guest here on Implicit Bias this week. He is to my right. He is Father Joe Campion from St. Edmund's Catholic Church right here in Lafayette. Father Joe, it's a pleasure to have you back.
Good to be back. Good to be back here at Implicit Bias, and you guys have a good thing going. Really challenge people intellectually to think things through. Never assume. Always critique.
We do our best to get to about a third grade level here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, and we try. And
Caleb says he's going to be in trouble. I might tomorrow. I have mass at 6:30. We'll see if I make it.
So you like that old fashioned as well?
It's very good. I was in San Antonio this past weekend, and Saturday night went down to the Riverwalk and had an old fashioned. It was pretty rough. Yeah, it wasn't.
Well, and here's the sad part.
This is so smooth.
You've now been ruined for old fashions,
right?
Because you have had a Sirop de Saison old fashioned here made by Alex, because that's
very good.
That's I mean, I've always said to this day, the best Sazerac I've ever had came from Alex Saison, not at the Sazerac bar in New Orleans. Caleb,
I concur with that. And look, I'm gonna tell you right now, if more restaurants, bars, and in the area made old fashions like this, we'd have less closing down. This is bar none best old fashioned.
And I do think the whiskey matters.
It does.
So this is where, you know, for me, the whiskey, the spirit should always shine through.
Well, and let me go ahead and now tell everybody before we introduce Sam, kind of what we did here with this week's weekly whiskey. So as you might imagine, if you listen to the show, we get new weekly whiskeys every single week. We don't always finish our weekly whiskeys. Typically, if there's a weekly whiskey that rates on the Morse Whiskey rating code as a green or a blue, that weekly whiskey is in trouble. That bottle might end up being a man down before the end of the night. If we get one that's a yellow, sometimes a green, it might make it through the night. So what we've done is we challenged Alex that he and I were going to go in the back and we were going to root through some of the leftover weekly whiskeys, which are all available at New News Markets, Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice, and see kind of what he could produce with Sirop de Saison and the, okay, you've got to pronounce this for the bitters.
The Amer de Saison.
There we go. The Amer de Saison, right? So his bitters, his simple syrup, Sirop de Saison, and what we have in front of us is what we are starting to talk about. So let's start with the man in the corner. He is the bourbon bully, Sam Stokes. He's the one that likes to beat up on bad stuff. So Sam, I kind of get the feeling you like this old fashioned from some of the body language I was getting from the corner.
I do, man. It's giving me some nostalgia vibes because it reminds me of those old orange slice candies. Or just explosive orange sweetness.
Wait, the ones that your grandmother always had?
Yes.
That's
yes.
a little creepy, Caleb. I don't recall seeing you there, but yes. Yeah, actually, that is correct. Yeah, it's just a beautiful orange flavor complemented by the bourbon. And me and Caleb are going nuts right now trying to figure out what this bourbon is.
Okay, so Caleb, if you want to start walking down your initial, because Alex said he made yours a little more whiskey forward.
That's what he said. And, you know, the more you drink it and the more ice melts into it, you kind of lose that alcohol, that flavor, and it opens up differently. I think this is 100 proof. If not 100, it's right at it. I really wanted to say it's over 100 in the beginning. I did, but I think we're right at 100 proof. It's something mild, not overly aggressive. There's not a lot of black licorice in it. It's got great flavor, which is scary because it could be a ton of things. You know, and the way that you mix this, the orange zest on it, everything else, it's superb. I really hope that you took one of the bad bottles in the back and turned it into this, because that means that you're a surgeon. But I don't think you did. I don't think you. There's not a lot of green. There's not a lot of reds back there. I don't think there are any blues.
No, the blues. There's one blue, but we did not use the one blue that's back
there. Man. This, I don't think this is Whistlepig, unless I don't think we have any Whistlepig back there. That's the problem. Is Sam knows what's back there.
And
I don't
Caleb, think, see, Caleb's trying to cheat. He's not trying to rely on his taste buds here.
I looked in the book.
He's trying to go through the book and be like, what was left?
Well, I looked in the book and I'm like, what flavors am I getting now? The problem is the Syrah just does so well. It's got that caramel to it, that brown sugar to it.
Little hint of vanilla.
Molasses. It does perfect. And, you know, I never told you this, but I stopped making old fashions at the shop because it was going to kill me. Alex brought me big bottles because we were going through a bottle a day. So we had to shift gears.
Were you just like mainlining Syrah de Saison? Oh, I mean, just with an IV?
I was going to be diabetic if it wasn't careful.
But Caleb was in the back, you know, wrapping a little rubber band around his arm. And
I needed it. And then his clear makes the, I texted him one night. I'm like, look, man, the clear, what's that go well with? He's like, try it with a margarita. And then I was screwed twice. I don't think this is Whistlepig. I don't think this is Four Roses.
Sam just got the joke, by the way.
Yeah. Can I say what I think it is?
Sure. What do you think
it
is?
I think it's Woodinville.
Okay. Thinks it's Woodinville.
Now, I have a second choice.
Nope.
But that's what I
entry.
Think it is.
Your
that's
entry is Woodinville. That's where you're putting your money.
That's where I think it is. Yeah.
Okay. Sam, where are you putting your money on this one?
I agree with Caleb in a lot of things he said. I think it's a whiskey that doesn't have a lot of strong characteristics, but is a quality whiskey. The one flavor that I'm picking up, and I don't know that if it's the citrus or just my mind going there, but I'm tasting a little banana runt, Caleb.
Oh, he's thinking he's getting some Jack Daniels, like high proof Jack Daniels? Or just,
I think it might be, yeah.
I thought it was that at first, but I'm like, there's no way he can cover that up. There's no way. I thought that, but I don't think that's where this is going.
I think it's the Jack Daniels.
I think I get to see you be wrong.
This is the sound of the What Would You Pay championship belt chain presented by Luxury Limo of Lafayette. So, Alex, do you want to tell him, or do we want to rate it first? Let's rate it first as far as cocktails go. Father, the Morse Whiskey rating code, red, I wouldn't drink it even if it was free. Yellow, I would only drink it if it was free. Green, I would buy this as a cocktail. Or blue, I would seek this out as a cocktail.
Definitely go for blue.
Definitely go for blue. We have one blue. Sam?
I would definitely go to this restaurant and spend way too much time and see the afternoon turn into the evening.
Yeah. Two, three, four, five of them. Absolutely.
Can I say red and blue? Because that's the color of lights that I would see at the end of the night.
No.
Because I would not stop at one or two. This would be like, start a tap.
Oh, look, I'm already having to stop myself and slow myself down on this. Mm-hmm. Because it is so good. It's so just stimulating, warming, comforting as it goes down, right? It's almost a true aperitif cocktail that it kind of gets you ready and primes the pump for the rest of the night. It's so good. All right.
So like it's blue is what I was saying.
I got one question.
Okay. So Alex has one question.
So one question for Caleb here. You said Woodinville, rye or bourbon?
Bourbon.
All right. So now, Alex, who won the What Would You Pay championship belt chain? Who got it right?
Nobody.
Neither of them. Neither of them, which means that Alex gets to wear the What Would You Pay championship belt chain for fooling everyone.
So what is it?
All right. You ready for this one? And this is Caleb's going to hurt on this one. This is going to make him hurt.
I don't know
because he called it before he made the cocktail. This is Sagamore Cask Strength Rye. 112 proof on the rye.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Oh, my God, dude. I knew it was. I was like, it's got to be 100 proof. The first sip was there. I could taste it. But you, deceitful man.
What everybody doesn't know that's listening is when you go back there in the dungeon of whiskey, right?
Of the top secret podcast
layer. Yeah. There's a lot of bottles that are well below half. Well, to make quite a few old fashions, you need a bottle above half. And so when I see a bottle in a dungeon that a bunch of dudes visit and it's above half, that means that it wasn't amazing. There were some other options that were worth partaking in. But we almost have, I don't know, we got about 5 half empty glasses by now.
Oh, look, this is one where, and you know, to that point, and I kind of called this one because I said, look, with the proof where it is, I remember this particular bottle. And while the bottle is good, it wasn't a bottle that I jumped out and went, oh man, it's all that in a bag of chips. It's okay. It got kind of mixed reviews. So Caleb, you want to walk us through the reviews?
Wait, so that was the Sagamore Rye. What was the proof?
112.
So that's 106. I'm going back through the book here. Oh, passed it up. Let's see where we are. Is that one not in the book?
It has to be in the book because we sampled it unless there it is.
That's not it. That's Double Oak. Here we go. Oh, that was a yellow. It was a 3-2 split, 3 yellow, 2 red. Finishes with cough drop, Ricola. Very little nose. Caramel thin on the front, then burn. For a high proof, it's smooth, though. Oily, viscous. Good fruit, but quickly dissipates.
Definitely get that fruit, man.
So for all of your whiskeys that are on the Goodwill rack about to go out the door, you just grab some Sirop de Saison and you just pep them up a bit.
And look, this is something, and I'm going to kind of clue our listeners in on what happens on the back end. This is something that it was, what, about 3:45, Alex, when I was like, hey, you doing cocktails tonight? And he's like, yeah, sure. And I was like, no, like, are you doing cocktails there or are you bringing something? He's like, well, I've got something that we've got made, which is what you're going to get when you show up to Implicit Birthday, right? When you walk in the door, you're going to get a Sirop de Saison Old Fashioned. And he's like, yeah, but I can make something there. I was like, how about I challenge you? And he says, what do you mean? And I laid out kind of what we were going to do. We're going to pick a bottle. Those bottles that are in the back maybe aren't blues. They're not really high-end whiskeys. And let's put it to the test. Let's see what happens when you put Sirop de Saison in there. And now we know. A Mer de Saison with Sirop de Saison in an old-fashioned orange ice whiskey. Fantastic.
It's life support for could be better whiskey.
For the yellows.
And look,
yeah,
it's
like that's that to have okay. a jump
three
from
yellows
that.
And two reds. I remember so hold it was on. A rough, hold on. Rough night.
We have Father Joe on here. I don't think it's life support. I think this is the word that actually fits. It is resurrection for those bottles that you look at and you're like, yeah. And then you put some of that in it and you go, ooh, yes.
Lazarus come out.
Yes. Oh no, you gotta lean in close and say that, Father.
Lazarus come out.
Yeah. You
know? I think Sam, wow, you did not want to win the belt that night. You said $93 a bottle. Just so that means you didn't like it. Just so you know, you were probably a red.
Well, Sam was
I was definitely a red. Yeah, and I just recall the Sagamore is costing a lot, and I figured for whatever reason, I don't remember what exactly it was about that particular bottle, but I thought it'd be a little bit more. But man, gosh.
Well, it's a cask strength.
Yeah.
So you automatically start to think that a cask strength, anything 112 proof, you're going to start to get up there.
It's 4 to 7 years old. So if yep. you do the 10 years per, you're like, oh, about $70 bucks.
Yep.
Yeah. And previous one was like 76. Yep. So like this one I felt like was going to be a little bit more, but.
Absolutely. What Sirop de Saison has done to this, and I see Alex has already finished his. He's getting ready to go make another round, whether he knows it or not.
I'm trying to behave.
I want him to drink the Sagamore straight so he can see what.
Yeah. He absolutely will take a taste. But and look, the goal of this was kind of putting it all, as the theme of this show goes, right in front of everybody's face to show you what can be done.
A blind tasting right in front of your face.
Yeah. And we don't do it often on the show. Matter of fact, I'd love for us to do more of it. But this was a great way to get us kicked off in cocktail hour to say, you know, yeah, Father Joe, go ahead, dive in.
No, I would be tongue twisted pretty soon here. So we got
to
be careful.
Well, I drove you, so you're good. We'll make sure you make it back to the rectory. Really don't worry. Yeah. But no, this is everything that I think we could have expected and then more, Alex. I mean, do you want to give away kind of the secret to your old fashioned?
Well, I'm not going to give away a secret. I want to make one comment. The coolest thing that I've heard so far in this first 20 minutes is when Sam said it brings back some nostalgia. It brings back some memories. I love when people are able to tie a flavor to a memory. All right. And so that orange burst for you, that, you know, orange candy-esque with that nice flow of alcohol, brings you back to your childhood. That is what, to me, these spirits are designed to do. And that's what cocktails do for a lot of people, is they allow everyone to enjoy the spirit. Apparently, you guys were not able to fully enjoy this spirit. Maybe it's gotten a little better after the little air in the bottle. But with a cocktail, we could all enjoy it. And now we've made a memory. We've tied that memory to that flavor. That's what we love to do at Zero Trading Co. It's all about the cocktails. It's all about the memories, the people that you're spending that time with.
And that's a great comment and way to bring this out. Because
I'll disagree with Alex, though. I think we did enjoy that spirit. We didn't enjoy drinking it, but we enjoyed
the conversation. Absolutely, because we always enjoy the time. To Alex's point, how much better and how much more will we remember this than that?
Absolutely.
Tenfold. Like this brings it to a whole nother level. Just the aroma on the nose was phenomenal.
And I think that it's funny because you said you love that flavors bring back that nostalgia. Please don't believe me on this, but just do the research. What typically brings back memories more than anything is the olfactory sense, the smell. So it's when that orange in the glass, when it hit Sam's nose and mine, and when Sam said orange slices, I'm going to give you a little kind of transparency into me. My dad loved those orange slices. I lost my dad at 28 years old, 64 years old when he passed. And to this day, every now and then I will hit a store and I try not to eat a ton of sugar. Adrian's, and I'm like, what's that?
Adrian's has the
orange slices. Yeah, I know. Well, you know who else has them? Our weekly whiskey partners, Nunu's Markets, right? They've got them. And I go in and I've got to get a container. And every time I have it, it reminds me of my dad. So it's one of the reasons why when he said nostalgia, you said orange slice, that's exactly where I went.
And what I love about when it hits your nose, what you're actually tasting is not what you're smelling, for me. So at 112 proof, when you're sipping back this rye married with molasses, cinnamon and allspice in our bitters, you've got a big old full nose of orange, and then a millisecond later, this spirit is rushing down your palate. That's the amazing experience for me.
Alex, did you create this recipe? Was it in the family, or how did you come about?
Yeah, I created it just some engineering about 7-8 years ago. Just a little pot you would cook petit pois in on the stove, and a bunch of ingredients, and obviously some whiskey, and the rest is history.
Wow.
40,000 bottles later.
40,000 bottles. That is fantastic.
Yeah, man.
You know what else is fantastic? That we have more Implicit Bias coming your way. Alex Cezanne has the What Would You Pay championship belt chain for defeating Caleb Morse and Sam Stokes on our whiskey cocktail challenge here in the TSPL. We'll be back. We'll put more stuff right in front of your face on this episode of ID.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Sterling Automotive stands by our mission to provide each customer a transparent and honest vehicle purchase experience. Every vehicle is inspected in our certified service departments. We offer a 48-hour return policy and free delivery up to 250 miles. Stop by any of our three Sterling Premium Select locations today or visit us online at sterlingpremiumusedcars.com to upgrade your vehicle and your experience.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford crystal, Swarovski crystal, and a complete Pandora jewelry shop and shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Use your implicit bias. Mention implicit bias when you call Luxury Limo and save 20% off of your booking. Don't forget, mention implicit bias and save 20% off your booking with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Implicit Bias. It is cocktail hour here in the TSPL as we have Alex Saison of Sirot Trading Company. Sirot de Saison, Amer de Saison. They have everything you need to make the fantastic cocktails that we are having here in the TSPL tonight. But in hour one, which is where we are of this week's episode of IB, we're brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. And look, Piper's Haven, they've got a very special announcement for you this week. Piper's Haven is getting ready to host an event that really kind of, it's the night before Implicit Birthday. Fierro Tego, their social with Michael Herklotz at Piper's Haven, 4 o'clock, Wednesday, August 2nd. You can call Piper's Haven, 337-235-4757, and come enjoy cigar expertise, as you will only find at Piper's Haven right there. 3916 West Congress with Acadiana's only certified wizard of tobacco, Rene Girard. Once again, you can give him a call for their night, their social with Michael Herklotz of Fierro Tego. Wednesday, August 2nd, starting at 4 p.m., 337-235-4757. As we jump into what is right in front of our faces on this week's episode of Implicit Bias, let me reset the crew who's here in the TSPL. The bourbon bully in the corner, Sam Stokes of Better Boot Productions, as always, to my right in the chair of intoxication, Father Joe Campion of St. Edmunds. And yes, he is in the chair of intoxication, Alex. I know you think that's funny, but that is Alex Saison of Sirot Trading, Sirot de Saison, Amer de Saison. What were you going to say, Alex?
No, I'm loving this.
Oh, okay. We're loving having you here. And of course, across the table is the rustic renegade himself, Mr. Caleb Morrison. By the way, just so you know, cocktail hour after the first segment is now on cocktail number two, which we actually had one bottle, as I said, of the good stuff, one bottle of blue in the back. Caleb, do you want to talk about what's happened to this bottle after Alex Saison got a hold of it?
Look, before I enjoyed it, I was sitting up tall. I feel like a proud peacock now. Like... I don't know if I can say I'm fully erect on the...
I think you just did. It's okay.
But look, thank you.
That's different. That's
This is fantastic.
Phenomenal. Like, this is how an old-fashioned's meant to be.
And look, the first old-fashioned we had made with something that everybody thought wasn't going to be all that because of the whiskey that you had before and where it rated. Now, I mean, dear Lord.
And this is the only port finish that I've ever had that I really enjoyed. And that hint of sweetness from here with the high proof just goes perfect.
Spirit shows up.
It's not overpowered. They're a perfect balance of just flavor and burn. Great job.
By the way, if you're looking to purchase the ingredients to make this Sirot de Saison old fashioned, You can find them all at our weekly whiskey partners at Nunu's Markets, Youngsville, Scott Milton, Maurice. The very first one we had was with Sagamore Rye, American whiskey, cask strength, 112 proof, Sirop de Saison, Amer de Saison. Of course, an orange and a large single ice sphere. That's it, right, Alex?
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Made a fantastic drink. The one that we're talking about in this segment, Tawny Port Good Times Rye, you're not going to find that anywhere. That was just a bottle of unobtainium we happen to have in the back. We said, you know what? Let's go ahead and just blow it out here on Cocktail Hour. So that is what we are doing.
Cocktail 101. If you've got somebody coming over that says old fashions are too sweet or I don't like sweet this and that, you go get a big, bold, high-proof rye and they're going to love you forever.
Well, and one of the things that both of these ryes share in common, they're both over 110 proof. Which is one of the ways that I really like my cocktails. I like a cocktail where the spirit kind of starts to shine through and that proof cuts the sweet, but makes it oh so savory. You get that balance. You get that umami going in the cocktail that is just off the charts good. Father Joe, what do you think of this particular one?
I really enjoy this. I think it's a very easy, but it's, well... Caleb over here was having an orgasm. But I'm not that radical about it, but it's pretty good.
Sam, do I have to ask?
Yeah, you do, because I think I have a dissenting opinion here. I feel like...
Are you serious, Clark?
I'm serious, yeah. I think I might like the first one more. I feel like this one, the whiskey has so much character to it that it's sort of peeking out from all around, and I'm just more and more curious about what does this whiskey taste like by itself. It just kind of changes.
The spirit showed up more on the second one.
It shows up a lot, and I don't know if I like that as much as I like the first one. I'm still kind of mulling that over right now. It's a much different experience.
Gotta love when Father Joe's capping on Sam too, calling him cheap. Yeah, and he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but it's a much different experience with this whiskey compared to the first one.
It is.
Do y'all recall the price points on these? Are they similar?
So the Good Times Rye, which was actually distilled by Whiskey Thief Distilling, you're not going to find this is probably well over $100.
Yeah. So
this is an expensive bottle. The Sagamore Spirit Rye, Caleb, you had it in the book. Did you remember what this ran for? Because I remember you said Sam put this up at, you know, $93 and was way overshooting it. And I want to say it was a $60, $70 bottle.
It was just shy of 70 bucks.
Just shy of 70. Okay, so that helps.
It's not cheap.
What I hear Sam saying is, Sam is feeling, tasting, smelling the spirit through on the second cocktail.
Yep.
It is, you know, advertised and categorized as a more premium spirit. And what I hear him saying is phenomenal cocktail, but man, I'm really interested in trying this neat. So for everybody listening out there, that is a great way to go to a bar. You open up with a cocktail with that spirit, you be specific, and then you try that spirit neat, maybe even at the same time.
Yeah, absolute.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like whenever I want a cocktail, like I want a more muted.
So Sam,
right
Sam,
down the middle.
Here's my question, Sam. Are you saying that the not necessarily cold, but the warm, stinky, hard rear end of truth is sitting on your face and wiggling right now? And that's where you're going with this one? Because that whiskey is just on your nose?
I'm giving
you the stink eye of truth?
I don't quite understand the metaphor. I'll say that. But it's just, it's the complexity of the whiskey is kind of throwing me a little bit of the cocktail. It's like it's consuming it and overpowering it.
Just so you know, every time you use that description, like I see Sam in Thailand, like, you know what? I got 20 bucks.
No.
I don't want that
image in my head. Well, so number one, it ties to the monologue, Sam. Number two, basically you're saying the spirit is so in front of your face that you can't ignore it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I know I'd have to explain it to a Karen Crow grad. I'm kidding all my Karen Crow grads out there. Kidding. Let's talk about what is in front of our face because, man, this week, wow. In the last week, we have seen a ton of things going on. And unfortunately, God rest his soul, we had a death that might have been important. I had no idea that being a presidential chef was such a dangerous job.
Whenever a president tells you they want their eggs over easy, that's exactly what they mean. Well, otherwise,
also makes me wonder, what was he actually cooking for President Obama that all of a sudden now, late at night, paddleboarding out in front of his home in Martha's Vineyard, he ends up, by the way, a guy, and this is an interesting part of this, right? At one point in his life, he couldn't swim and he would joke about it, but then became a highly proficient swimmer and put it on his social media.
Well, it shows that don't let fear overcome you, right? Overcome your own fear, go out and triumph.
Until you cook for a president.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just, it's one of those things where I was like, man, this just sounds really odd. Is this one of those things that's in front of my face where I'm going, I got to question everything because I don't know if this fits. Alex?
He was just too confident with the board. You know, see, he became a great swimmer, but he was paddle boarding, not swimming.
Well, so you drown by what? Falling in the water?
Well, yeah. So he
and
became,
then you have to do what?
He became too dependent on the board. You know, he just wasn't focused on the swimming side of things.
Well, and it is possible that you would think he maybe swam the wrong direction because at night that late. But here's a really interesting. I think they found him in 8 feet of water. So he was found in 8 feet of water, which would lend you to believe that unless there's sandbars or things of that nature, he probably wasn't that far from shore. Now, these are all questions that I'm going, I don't have answers to. Caleb?
He was roughly 20 feet from shore, 8 feet of water. And look, if you've never been around somebody when they're drowning, it's a scary thing, right? Because you want to help them, but you also know they're going to bring you under. At that depth, let yourself go down a little bit, find bottom, and then look for a slope. It's easy to say. It is. It's very hard to do.
And he probably was not trained in survival swimming as opposed to being a proficient swimmer in a swimming pool.
And look, there was somebody out there with him, everything else. I think there's more to this story than what we've heard. Because I heard that there were two people out paddleboarding late at night for whatever reason. Obviously, they thought it was a good idea. You know they're not in Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida because gators weren't involved. Look, late night travel like that on water is dangerous. And anyone will tell you, don't do it alone. He didn't do it alone, but he also didn't have the right kind of battle buddy.
So let's venture into this part of the conversation. Go ahead, Father.
This is not close to Chappaquiddick, is it?
No, this is not close to Chappaquiddick.
Just geographically.
Geographically, it actually might be close to Chappaquiddick. I mean, you know, it's not far as the crow flies, but.
Yeah, but I'm inclined to think that this was a guy that just thought he was a little too confident in swimming.
You know what? I kind of agree with you. I would have thought the same thing.
If you know the basics of swimming.
You would think, but then, you know, and Sam, we're going to go just a bit long here. Then you would think that it's probably just a mistake until you realize this isn't the first time this happened.
So how do you lose sight of your personal flotation device, a.k.a. your board?
There's a lot of questions here.
You've got to bring in some current or some tidal moves.
And normally you're tethered, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be. He may not have been tethered. But here's the crazy part. The crazy part is this is not the first presidential chef to drown. Alex did not know this, did you?
Please fill me in.
Take a guess whose presidential chef also drowned.
Bill Clinton.
Correct.
No.
Yep. Where's the bell? Yeah, the bell's not here.
Ding, no, it's ding, right ding, here. Ding. It's right here.
Yes. Bill
and that's
Clinton.
Because, that's presidential because he chef. Really likes crispy bacon.
I thought it was an Arkansas thing.
No. Arkansas, maybe. Sam has given us the finger. We're going to come back one more segment in this hour. This is IB for July, the last weekend of 2023.
Let your pictures say more than 1,000 words with us at Nuvo Photo. I'm Danny Izzo. Me and my wife, Mona, will help you preserve all your memories and pictures. At Nuvo Photo, we'll create beautiful portraits of your family, high school, college graduates, and even your pets. We can also offer group pictures for schools, churches, sports, communions, and confirmations. Let our family create memories for yours. Nuvo Photo. Find us online at nuvophoto.com. That's nuvophotea.com or call us at 337-233-1094. Nuvo Photo, for photos that last a lifetime.
Acadiana's premier venue for live music is the Grouse Room downtown. The Grouse Room hosts concerts and is also a private venue for all occasions. From your largest, most extravagant events to intimate gatherings, The Grouse Room unites Acadiana's creative and business communities. Explore the concert calendar as well as the luxurious spaces at www.thegrouseroom.com or call 337-806-9098. Visit The Grouse Room.
Do you want to look your best for any special occasion? Go to Miller's Formals. Under new ownership, Miller's will help you pick out the latest tuxedos and the latest styles for the wedding, Mardi Gras occasion, prom, or a special night out with your special someone. With the current styles in stock and on hand, Miller's Formals experienced staff can fit you and do same-day alterations. 3263 Ambassador Caffrey in Lafayette. New ownership, new culture, new styles. Miller's Formals. Look your best. Call 337-983-2266. Dress yourself. Miller's Formals.
If you want to know about cigars and pipes and pipe tobacco and more, you need Rene Girard, Acadiana Certified Master Tobacconist from Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Road, between Adrian's and Gilbo Road. All right, you've got it all, Rene.
Yeah, you know, we need to hurry up and make this commercial because I need to go back and sit on the porch.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Perfect porch sitting weather. We got a pot of gumbo cooking in the back, and I mean, you know, it just, we got to go eat and sit on the porch.
And talk about all the world's problems.
Solve all the world's problems.
I like it. All right, tell me all the stuff you got at Piper's Haven.
Well, we got 553 square foot humidor loaded with cigars. I have pipe tobaccos, pipes, lighters, cutters, ashtrays, pocket knives, Lamberger lamps, and a bag of chips.
I love it. Is it a tasty bag of chips?
Yes.
That's what I heard.
It's
all
Ruffles.
Of that.
They have ridges.
Uh-huh. Delicious chips, all the fine tobacco, and great cigars at Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, between Adrian's Supermarket and Gilbo Road.
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say. It's just, I'm Teddy Powers, and I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling.
Welcome into the final segment of Hour 1, this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. We are brought to you in Hour 1 by Piper's Haven. 3916 West Congress. Go see Acadiana's only certified master tobacconist, Rene Girard. Because, let me tell you, he can absolutely pick out a cigar. Whether you're new, whether you're an experienced cigar smoker, he can pick something out for you, depending upon what you like, what you're drinking, that will absolutely settle with you perfectly. That, you know what? Piper's Haven, it's right in front of your face. You probably pass it every day. Don't take it for granted. Dive right in. And that is the theme of this week's show. We are diving right in. So we've got to kind of go back to the topic that we had in the last segment, which was, you know, it seems to be right in front of our face that being a presidential chef is now apparently very, very dangerous, or you should just go ahead and stay away from water if you cook for a former president. Because now, not only has Obama's chef passed, and God rest his soul, we pray for him and his family, he drowned this past week. It's a big coinkydink that the executive chef for the Clintons also happened to, guess what? Drown. It's not like he died in a car accident. If he died in a car accident, he'd be like, well, you know, those things happen. Instead, and this is the article from the New York Post, so please, by the way, don't believe us when we tell you these things. Please don't. Please go research this for yourself. Tafari Campbell's drowning parallels tragic death of Clinton chef. From the article, the tragic drowning death of former White House sous chef and the Obama's family personal chef, Tafari Campbell, over the weekend, similar to the premature demise of another White House kitchen veteran. Campbell's death comes just 8 years after Walter Shelb, who served as the White House executive chef from 1994 to 2005, was found partially submerged in a ravine in the New Mexico mountains on June 21st, 2015. The 61-year-old Shelb was first reported missing by his girlfriend on June 14th, one day after he failed to return from a hike near Taos Ski Valley. Sam to do his job. Thank you, Sam.
I feel bad for their demise. I feel bad for any kind of expiration of life like that. But I think that this just goes to show the only person qualified to be a White House chef is Steven Seagal.
Correct. Because, you know, unless you're under siege, absolutely prepared.
And look, there, I am sure.
Caleb got the movie reference. That was great.
I am sure there's something underlying there. Like, I am sure that something went along with this.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Yeah. What's the probability, and we go back to this theme on the show a lot, what's the probability that the executive chef for two very specific people, we've had 46 presidents of the United States, what's the probability that out of 46 very specific people, two of them very similar in ideology, similar in affiliation, similar in all these things, would have their chef, same position, both die in exactly the same way by drowning.
So the way you just framed it there, that means a little over 4% of presidential chefs die by drowning.
Yes. I love, run the numbers.
I mean, yeah, the numbers don't lie, right?
So what I would like to know is now, what is the percentage of all executive chefs who die by drowning? Right? Because now we could put it in comparison. Oh,
okay. That would probably be a very good number. That would give us a baseline.
It would give us a baseline.
Right. Now, when you think about it, an executive chef cooking in your house, they would be privy to
personal chef.
They would be privy to a lot of information, the comings and goings of many people.
Whether you're stealing silverware from the White House.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
you know, there's an old reference.
And look, which president was it? Was it which Bush that wanted late night sandwiches?
Both of them.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. But yeah, to your point, so, what are you going to experience late night bringing a sandwich to somebody?
So there's so much
involved
with
a late night sandwich, man. That sounds delicious.
Dude, a peanut butter, jelly, and bacon, I'm all about it.
Oh.
Elvis.
Or if you do just peanut butter and banana, like with fried toast and you fry it. Oh, yeah. That's another good one.
Yeah, that is Elvis for sure.
Yes.
There's so much in there that like these executive chefs, these personal chefs, they're privy to so much information, so much knowledge. They see so much happening. And it's someone that you really don't think about paying attention.
And if they are, and they need to not be paying attention, I'm just going to ask the question, how does that get handled in certain circles? We're going to leave that question right there. We're going to jump to another topic because it is time for us to discuss this old-fashioned thing that we're doing here this week on Implicit Bias. Because guess what? Implicit birthday is now less than a week away. Less than 1 week from you hearing this episode, Implicit birthday will take place. We are going to be at the Grouse Room. We are presented to you by Ritter Consulting, Soro Trading Company, Dupree Carrier Godshaw Insurance. Those wonderful sponsors are helping to put this on as we will donate a portion of the proceeds to the Acadiana Veteran Alliance and to the Evangeline Council Boy Scouts of America. We're doing our best to raise money. And look, we have got a veritable cornucopia of distributors who are going to be here and distilleries represented. I've got the poker chip in my hand. I have one of the prototypes that you will get that will represent one of the 8 tastings that you get when you hit the door. But even before you dive into those 8 tastings, we're going to give you a little aperitif. That aperitif comes from the man sitting to my left, Alex Saison of Soro de Saison, Soro Trading. And give me the word one more time because it's now your bitters.
The Amer.
Amer. There we go. Amer. The Amer de Saison, right?
Got to roll the R's.
You're gonna hit them when they hit the door with their very own special Soro de Saison old-fashioned to kind of get them started.
Yeah, and we're not really going to hit them. We're just going to let them warm up.
Oh, you know, come when, on. When you it go, needs to be a sharp
got,
jab
no,
to the jaw.
Stretch, no, you got to stretch. You got to warm up. You got to loosen up. You got to get everything right. And we think the best way to do that is with a cocktail because no doubt this evening is going to be about some great spirits, a lot of opportunity to try a lot of different things to know if you like it, if you thought you liked it, you really want to go out and search for that bottle. But I've always found that a great way to warm up to those important, significant, memorable evenings is a good old fashioned.
You're also going to get, for your ticket price, 3 cigars. Renee and his band of merry Seawats are going to be back on the porch at the Grouse Room in downtown Lafayette, which is where the event is held. And let me tell you, the Grouse Room is going to be a fantastic venue for this. They're going to be back on that back patio doing a Q&A We're going to let him go back there because it is August 3rd. It will be hot. We will go ahead and let Renee sweat it all out. But let me tell you, he will have more cigar expertise there for those cigar aficionados to go out, light your stogies. We're going to have a lighter pull. And Alex, I don't know if you saw this. I think you did. But for the lighter pull, it's only right that on Implicit Birthday, you have the opportunity to purchase basically one of only 100 tickets to win a bottle of birthday bourbon.
If that is not sold out in the first 100 heads, I would be mind blown.
Yeah, because it's a bottle of unobtainium.
Yeah.
You cannot find it. Sam, have you ever seen a bottle of birthday bourbon?
I have not, no.
I did not think you had.
Little short, fat, squatty thing.
Yeah, it's so much cute. Like Sam. No. No.
Wow.
Father Joe. So, no, but seriously, we've got those things. We've got, you know, if you buy a ticket, you are automatically entered to win a silencer, a suppressor. Caleb, you want to tell us about this suppressor? It's the Lynx suppressor.
As he's pouring.
As he's trying, yeah.
I'm sneaking in a little bit more whiskey.
I did have a question on that. Can I shoot 300 through that, or what am I limited to?
Well, you can shoot it one time.
Yeah.
So this is 5.56 bolt action rated, or 22 mag, 5.7, 17 HMR. This is really like the perfect... varmint suppressor. It gives you all the opportunity.
Prairie dogs in Wyoming.
22-250. You could run it through there. So it's locally made, everything locally designed. This is a prior oilfield engineer who said, you know what, I can make suppressors better, and came up with this design.
Your ticket automatically gives you an entry into that as a door prize. So think about that. For $100, which is the base level ticket, you get 8 whiskey tastings. You get a Sirop de Saison Old Fashioned. You get 3 cigars. You get entry into a drawing for a door prize to win a, and Caleb and I ran these numbers, basically $900 to $1,200 suppressor by the time everything's done. If you win the suppressor, you do have to pay the tax stamp. It's the one thing you got to pay. But outside of that, everything else is covered.
And I think our culture down here is very, look, this is for a great cause. It's for a great group. And at the end of the day, you're going to get to hang with some like-minded people. I've been around, look, I've been on the bourbon scene since when you could go into Albertsons and grab some Eagle Rare on the top shelf for $40. You know, way before bourbon was cool. We have some great people in this community. We have some great, Acadiana Bourbon Society.
They will be there. Yeah, we will have everybody there, and we will also bring you more Implicit from there, just like we will in hour two when we come back.
Hey, Acadiana. I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Lewis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Lewis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.
Welcome into Hour 2 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. On Hour 2, we are brought to you by Tree Guardian. That's www.treeguardianusa.com. You can also get there, www.treeguardianusallc.com. No job too big, too small. Emergency services all available. And oh, yes, I can't believe I threw away my ice sphere because I was prepping for straight whiskey. Oh, but Alex Saison of Sirota Saison has got me covered because guess what? He has that pre-made old fashioned that you're going to get to try at Implicit Birthday. Make sure you're there because you know who else will be there? Tree Guardian, who makes Hour 2 happen. You can meet Big Jake Guidry, veteran owned and operated out of Rain, Louisiana. Make sure you reach out to them for all of your tree service needs. Once again, 337-852-4880. That's treeguardianusa.com. Emergency services are available. Welcome back into the Top Secret Podcast Lair, the TSPL. We have so much stuff to cover here in Hour 2. Let me tell you who's here first. To my right in the chair of intoxication, he is Father Joe Campion, trying to keep us Catholic here on Implicit Bias from St. Edmund's Parish here in Lafayette, Louisiana. In the corner, Sam Stokes of Better Boot Productions. Across the table, the man, the myth, the legend, Caleb Morse, and the man making sure that we have old fashions and ice spheres as much as our heart desires. He's Alex Saison of Sirou Trading Company, which not only produces Sirou de Saison, but also produces Amer de Saison. Did I get it right?
Amer, you got it. You nailed it. And we do all kind of fun stuff. We're just all about awesome cocktails.
And we have had awesome cocktails here in the TSPL tonight. We're going to dive right in. And Caleb, I see you starting to, you're filling out some notes, I think, over there for this. Basically, it's an RTD, right, Alex? It's a ready-to-drink cocktail that you are developing. So we're kind of giving people some of the, as some people would say, inside baseball and what's happening here in Acadiana on the whiskey cocktail scene.
100%. So I've been working on this for, you know, years, over a year, 1 to 2 years. You always look for real feedback, for honest feedback. Cause with a cocktail, it's so subjective, right? I like this. I don't want any of that. I want less of this. I want less sweetness. I want more proof. I want less orange, I want more cherry. So I finally found a group that had a pair that could give me that feedback.
We only have one between everyone here.
But hey, that's all we need.
Father Joe actually thinks that's funny, which, you know, yeah. I love coming from a priest.
Put some eunuchs here. Yeah.
We are not singing in the Vienna Boys Choir, Father. We are here to go ahead and judge this Sirou de Saison RTD, ready to drink, old fashioned. So Sam, I want to start with you because you actually, after the second old fashioned we had a comment about that. Oh, you don't have any of this. So tell us about your second old fashioned and now you can compare it to your new old fashioned.
I haven't got any of the new.
Well, tell us about the second one first while you get the new one.
Well, when we last left, the second one was still kind of growing on me. I was trying to figure out where it was because I just don't traditionally have old fashions with a whiskey that has so much character to it. And as it sat in the glass and it really homogenized with all the other ingredients that were in there, my goodness. My goodness. And Alex just poured me a glass of the of his pre-made old fashioned. So come back to me. But the second one was absolutely tremendous.
Well, we had to get that in because of your comments initially about I'm gonna argue with y'all about this. You eventually came around and I love it.
Look, he was sitting there nursing his glass. I offered him something, he was like, no. No, thank you, Caleb. I'm a responsible adult.
No, he's not.
I looked at him like, okay.
No, the only responsible adults that he's engaging are the women that he dates.
I'm going to need a few minutes to go and Google homogenize.
Which actually he used in the wrong terms because homogenization is when everything basically becomes the same and nothing became the same in that cocktail, right?
That's what I felt.
No, it didn't become the same. It harmonized, Sam. Everything started to complement each other. That's a different word.
Just so you know, the Australians did a study recently, right? And what they found was that if you have inflection at the end of your sentence, it reduces your credibility. So I want you to say, that's what I felt. One more time.
I don't respect the Australians.
So what you should do is then you get deeper and lower tone at the end of your sentence. And you can say, that's what I felt.
Sam, you're an Australian.
That's what I felt.
Sam, you're an Australiaphobe. You need to be canceled. I'm kidding. All right. So let's go ahead and dive into those who've had this old fashioned here at the table. We're going to start with Father Campion. So Father Joe, what do you think about this old fashioned? Good, bad, indifferent. He wants the truth that's sitting right in front of his face.
Well, you said RTD. I was like, what does that RTD mean? And then it's okay, ready to drink. Well, I'm Irish and I'm a priest. So that's yeah, what's your point? We're ready to drink at all times.
Go.
But, but I got to say, I really do enjoy this drink that you brought here. It's really got good flavors to it. It's easy going all the way. And I think it's a great blend that's here and a good flavors. And I can't get into the depth that you guys have about the flavors that meld together. But that's okay, because you're looking for laymen who are out there and don't know diddly about but whether or not, yeah, I like this. And that's what you want. You want to get across to the average person that can't get into the nuances. And that's where I am. You know,
sometimes it's as simple as thumbs up, thumbs down.
Exactly. Look,
amen. It really is.
It's why we call it implicit bias. You like it because you like it. You like it because it's innate to you. And what I will tell you is, I like this. I get a little more sour on this than I might like. Now, that's my palate. Maybe that's because we've got two old fashions in that are fantastic already, and you just start to get those different flavors. But what I'll tell you on this is, I get what makes Sirocco special. I get the depth of flavor. It's a deep flavored old fashioned. It's not shallow. It is not thin. It is mature. It is not oversweet. On this one, there's just a little bit of sour note on the back end for me.
And that's the struggle. So when you try to create something for the masses, right? Some easy button opportunity. It's, you know, when someone sips this, do they even know it was made with Sirocco de Saison? So you have a bunch of orange. You have mm-hmm. citrus notes forward. You have 100 proof. We're using 100 proof bourbon because I'm not going to use anything less. What your comments are spot on, because it's so difficult to dial something in. The goal with this product, whenever we do end up legally launching it, right, not selling it in the back of the Ford F-150 in the parking lot, is to have people, you know, be able to enjoy an option that doesn't require them to play bartender from 7 p.m.
all night
to midnight, you know?
And here's the one thing I can tell you. Even though I give you that feedback, not only would I buy this, I would want this in my house for that exact reason. Because we get together people at the house, and ultimately, I'm not going to make a better old fashioned than what's in my glass right now.
So I'll relate it real quick. Quick metaphor. People, I drink coffee. I'm assuming all you guys drink coffee.
Absolutely. We drink Kacheri's coffee here on the show.
I'm pretty sure Dead Left drinks coffee. And this may be a really bad analogy, but this is a K-cup, a Keurig old-fashioned versus a delicate pour-over. And if you want to take the time and serve your guests a pour-over, then by all means, you need to have some Sirocco de Saison. You need to have some Fee Brothers Black Cherry Walnut Bitters, and you need to do your thing. You need to have your Whistle Pig 10-year store pick from New News. You need to be dialing it up. But if you're just like, hey, man, the ice is over there, the glasses are in the cabinet, and the old-fashioned on the shelf. So it's more of a where do we fit in than a...
And here's the really crazy part. It's not going to be that noticeably different. I mean, for somebody, Alex, maybe like you, maybe it will. But I'm telling you, the people that I know that I drink with, that I'm friends with, they might catch a little bit of difference. But is the juice worth the squeeze at that point? And I don't know that it is. This is just that good. Caleb?
Well, and like what we talked about earlier, Alex, right? You know, you were making drinks, making cocktails. And I'm like, look, I get what you're doing. I do that probably first 10, 15 minutes at my house. We have company over. And after that, I'm like, guys, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm the host. I'm not the bartender, you know? And this old fashioned is the in-between. It's not what you're going to go and find somewhere else pre-mix in a bottle. But it's also not what someone who knows what they're doing is going to make. This is not the old-fashioned you make.
That's a good point, Caleb.
But this is a really good go-between. You know, I wrote down notes. Sweet, layered, very distinct flavors. I put 85 to 90 proof. I didn't think it was 100 proof because it blends very well. A slight zest, but a lasting spice. Out of all, then I have over here light vanilla, and then I wrote heavy caramel, but that's wrong. I put light caramel. You still get the condensed milk flavor of the caramel, right? So it's not all done to make caramel. It's
stick it in
just
a bowl
in
oatmeal.
Between. Yes, yeah. It's that is that blonde caramel, I guess we call it. Out of all the pre-mix ready to go old fashions I've tried, which is far too many, this is the best that I've tasted. And look, you're not going for a home run with this, because a home run is what you made us earlier. A home run involves you spending 20 minutes for six drinks
and a $125 bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. This is a great base hit. A great base hit.
I think this is a double looking to score.
Yeah, yeah. I concur. Dude. The majority of restaurants in Lafayette can't compete with this. Right?
Agreed.
And you've done a great job. If they serve this with dinner, their game is elevated. This is what it should be.
And to your point, Caleb, I have not tasted any ready-to-drink old fashions pre-mixed. Won't do it. Wouldn't do it. This now makes me go, it can be done. This makes me go, oh my goodness, I'm shocked at an RTD, a ready-to-drink old-fashioned, can have that level of quality to it. And that's saying something.
You know, and I can also say, like, and I could understand what Caleb was saying. Again, I'm a novice at this, but my oldest brother, John, I'm from New York originally, but my brother spent his whole career in restaurant and bartending. He was really good at it. When I go up home, we have old fashions, and he likes more of the cherry, the sweeter side. But I guarantee you, if he came, he could sit here at this table far better than I could and say, yeah, that's a drink. So he knows his preference is sweet, but he knows blends, you know, and he knows how you can lower the sweetness, but also the citrus would appeal to him. So that's what I say. This is appealing to a lot of people, those who know their drinks and people like me that don't know the drinks very well. And so I know by experience, he loves
old he likes his old fashions.
And when I go up home, he got lots of maraschino in there.
Yeah.
But so that might be a little too sweet for what you guys would like. But yep. He could easily adapt himself to this.
And I think what you're telling us is it's a cultural experience, right? And so by no means, if you go up to Chicago, Illinois, and you start adding Sprite and it's the same thing as if Caleb and I started making gumbo, right? Saturday morning, November 10th.
With tomatoes.
No tomatoes.
You know, it's November 10th. We got our second cold front of the year, and it's finally cooling off. So Caleb and I are over at the Renegade, and we're in the front lot, or maybe the back lot, because it's a little bit cooler. And we're doing a gumbo cook-off, just a two-man gumbo. It's going to be different, but that's not the point. Is not that it's different. It's a very good Creole cultural representation of what we're doing. And so at the end of the day, I'm not trying to provide you with that Upper East Side, New York old fashioned. I'm trying to give you a flavor profile indicative of South Louisiana.
And this one sits on your face and wiggles, much like will the rest of this week's episode of Implicit Bias when we come back.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Sterling Automotive stands by our mission to provide each customer a transparent and honest vehicle purchase experience. Every vehicle is inspected in our certified service departments. We offer a 48-hour return policy and free delivery up to 250 miles. Stop by any of our three Sterling Premium Select locations today or visit us online at sterlingpremiumusedcars.com to upgrade your vehicle and your experience.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford crystal, Swarovski crystal, and a complete Pandora jewelry shop and shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Caleb's talking about size options on the other side of the table. I have no idea where he's going with that. This is hour two of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. In hour two, we are brought to you by Tree Guardian. www.treeguardianusallc.com or 337-852-4880. Reach out to Big Jake Guidry. Talk to his team of tree experts, arborists, true arborists who will come out. Emergency services are available. And take care of whatever you need on your property. No job too big, too small. Reach out to Tree Guardian. They will come out. They will crane everything in and out. If they need to, they can handle it all. Once again, 337-852-4880 or www.treeguardianusallc or treeguardianusa.com. So this week, we have been talking about the things that are right in front of our face, the things that we have to see, sometimes we don't want to see, and one of those things happened today, the day that we are recording this week's episode of Implicit Bias. We have talked about the plea deal that was put in place for presidential son Hunter Biden, which is now no longer a plea deal. So for those here in the Top Secret podcast lair, let me run you through the crew who's here this week. Father Joe Campion from St. Edmund's here in Lafayette. The Rustic Renegade himself, Mr. Caleb Morse. Alex Saison of Sirot Trading, which includes Sirot de Saison, Amer de Saison, the whole nine yards, all the stuff that they do. And of course, Sam Stokes in the corner. We had talked about, I guess he would technically be called the first son, right? Not the first lady, the first son, Hunter Biden, who his case, unfortunately, is well documented. Now, please, again, don't believe us on the well documented part of this. Please go dig, go read, go research everything involved with Hunter Biden. And Hunter Biden is, in my opinion, perhaps the most tragic figure in our political era. And you're going to ask why. Here's why. Hunter Biden has demons. Hunter Biden is a troubled human being. And you ask, well, Kevon, how do I know this? I'm not judging. I am speaking on behalf of what I have seen and heard and really dug into and kind of verified about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden pled guilty to what, a felony weapons charge, Caleb, which was reduced to a misdemeanor. He also pleaded, and I say pled, he pleaded guilty. He then pleaded guilty to another charge that was reduced to a misdemeanor, which essentially made everything go away. Well, Hunter Biden, on the day that we recorded this episode of Implicit Bias, went in front of a judge to verify said plea deal. And the judge said, How about no, this plea deal is null and void. And the reason why, and please, again, don't believe us on this, please go read, is because the judge started asking questions about additional connected potential crimes connected to what Hunter was pleading to. And essentially, the Department of Justice said, oh, no, we set it up so he can't be convicted. He has essentially perpetual immunity from everything. And the judge said, no, that's not how a plea deal should work. So your plea deal now is null and void. Or you can do the plea deal, but he is no longer granted immunity on anything else. And they said, we're backing out. That's the nuts and bolts of it. Please, again, don't believe me. Here's maybe something else you should go research, is the fact that apparently Hunter's attorneys lied to the courts in order to cover up things that he didn't want to allocate or allocute to, which is really crazy. One of the accusations even goes so far as to say that Hunter Biden's attorneys impersonated a seated lawmaker. Yeah, Alex Sazon's like, wait, what?
I want to hear more.
There's so much more. I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody. Please don't believe me. Please go look this up. Please dig. Because at the end of the day, this is really important. Because we now know that Hunter Biden was willing to plead guilty to certain crimes in exchange for ridiculously lenient circumstances. Now that's been taken away.
Yes, I'm reading in quotes right here, judge, colon, quotes, I cannot accept the plea agreement today, end quotes.
So as it is structured, the judge said, yeah, legally, I'm not accepting this.
Well, and the judge sat down and said, look, what if the plea that you're entering is unconstitutional? What if, bless you, Sam.
Sam is sneezing in the corner.
That was three. It was very impressive. He has a good back. I couldn't do that and still walk tomorrow. So that's what they said was, what if it's unconstitutional? You have tax evasion. You have federal gun charges. You have falsification of government documents. What can we do to make sure that you're abiding by the law? Scroll back up. 1.1 to 1.5 million in unpaid taxes. In unpaid taxes.
So let me put that in legal terms. That is tax evasion.
I mean, can I put it in really good? Sam, my hand's going up. Can I put it in really good terms? That is a ton of money. Was that the right button?
We didn't have the right buttons up.
Yeah. Sam wasn't ready for that. That is a metric load of money.
Yeah. I mean, imagine paying 1.1 million in taxes. That's astronomical.
And I've got to imagine that has nothing to do with the gun charges.
Okay, so wait a minute. So hold on.
Wait, let me just jump in here. Give me a second. South Louisiana born and bred. We know all about guns. There ain't a gun in my gun safe.
It's
going to cost me $1.5 million. Now, I do all my transactions through the Rustic Renegade. So it's all legit. My fingerprints, my old pops' fingerprints, and the trust. But none of that's going to cost me $1.5 million.
So hold on. The $1.5 million is tax evasion, not necessarily the gun charge, right? The gun charge, I believe, was possession of a stolen firearm.
Yeah.
Caleb, is that...
charge, right?
Well, it's possession of stolen firearm. It's falsifying federal documents. So were you under the influence of an illegal
drug? Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't possession of a stolen. It was possession. Yeah. It was falsifying documents with regards to a
because
firearm.
If you check, yes, you're an illegal user of narcotics, marijuana, and so forth.
They won't give you the gun.
You cannot pass the background check.
Okay, so now let's put this together with the really cool thing that came out of this. The really cool thing that came out of this is the same judge who said, I cannot accept the plea deal at this time, as it's structured, also set forth some criteria for Hunter Biden to be released on his own recognizance. And this is where that $1.2 million in unpaid taxes comes in, Caleb. The judge stipulated that Hunter Biden must, quote, this is seek active employment. Do the math here. Hunter Biden must seek active employment.
What was that static day rate over there in
Well, even then, let's say he applies at Walmart. $12 an hour. Is that
okay? Now you're following the math, right? Follow the math. How do you come up with $1.2 million in unpaid taxes yet you have no active employment?
If you are getting, you know, federal money, let's say you're getting not even workman's comp, unemployment. Unemployment, $1.5 million. Is more money than I'll venture to say the five people in this room right now have made within the past 10 years. Right? Like that's a
lot of money in taxes.
Saison is a very strong brand, but we're not that strong.
you know, the question becomes, okay, so Big Daddy.
You mean the big guy?
The big guy always prided himself on submitting his taxes when he was running for office. That's where he criticized his
opponents.
Opponent. Right. So, but it's one thing to submit your personal income tax, and I'm guessing Hunter doesn't have any. So you submit then taxes that are derived from business. And still, he's dodging.
That still becomes personal income tax at some point because you have to have revenue.
Right. But if they're categorized in a different category, it's still a violation. So it's this distinction. It's this loophole that they look for. It's the corruption of the system. But so I don't have any personal income. So that's why I said get a job. He's a lawyer, too. I don't know if he can practice, but he's a lawyer. But the point is, on his daddy's side and on his side and on the Ukrainian side, money's filtered everywhere, and they know that there's no taxation on this. And the fact that they're asking Joe Sixpack to pay his taxes, and yet
they are
dodging everything that they can.
So, Father, are you asking that Hunter get another no-show job to the tune of $86,000 a month from a company in... Wait, who's at war right now?
Ukraine?
Oh, in Ukraine?
China,
yeah. Ukraine? Yeah, in Ukraine?
Or China. They help out.
Yeah. Because they did get, as we have a whistleblower now, who has come out and said that the Biden family received more than $10 million after a threatening text went from Hunter Biden to a Chinese firm.
Now,
they're much better connected in Ukraine than China.
And that's saying a lot, because apparently there are $10 million connected in China.
Well, let's say that this is 1 year. 1 year of tax evasion. That's $3.67 million at the highest tax bracket, which is 37%.
But Caleb, how long has Joe Biden been in office? How long has he held a public office?
You know what? You know what Harry Truman once said? The reason why he justified term limits? He says it's a check on senility and seniority.
And Caleb is going to go to the number of years.
On that, seniority and senility, we got both in office.
So, you know? We're talking 20 years right now.
Oh, no, 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 no. Joe's been in office much longer.
It's more than
that,
but his son has only been working for less than 20 years.
Yep.
Right?
50 years.
So Hunter's been working for less than 20 years. Okay. So that means he was a multimillionaire the moment he got into the workforce. I don't know about y'all, but my daddy didn't have that kind of pull.
Right.
And let's say he hasn't been paying taxes. Let's say that, man, interest, which was not mentioned in this.
Oh, rule of 72, right?
And penalties weren't mentioned in this. The number is way more than 1.5.
And let's be really clear. If this was anyone else in this room who had falsified a federal document regarding a firearm, if this was anyone who had evaded $1.5 million in taxes, there would be no plea deal. There would be no offer of leniency. The DOJ would not be working with my attorneys to create a false narrative with regards to what's going on. You know what would happen? I'd be under the jail, and I'd be waiting just to hear the next segment of this week's episode of Impulse Surprise.
Want the secret to the best old-fashioned? It's Ciro. Ciro de Saison old-fashioned cocktail mixer is small batch and handcrafted by the Saison family in South Louisiana. With notes of vanilla bean, toasted molasses, and pure cane sugar, Ciro de Saison complements your favorite bourbon or rye without overpowering. Look for Ciro de Saison wherever you buy your favorite whiskey. When you want an old-fashioned cocktail made uniquely your way, the choice is clear. Ciro, with a P, Ciro de Saison.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
To protect and preserve, call Tree Guardian, a veteran-owned business with over 30 years of arborist experience. The owner, Jacob Guidry, can handle any job anywhere, understanding when it's time to trim or when it's time to remove. Tree Guardian can help you in any situation. Licensed and insured, Tree Guardian offers emergency services and free consultation. Protect and preserve the trees on your property. Call Tree Guardian at 337-852-4880 or find them at treeguardianusa.com.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Acadiana's premier venue for live music is the Grouse Room downtown. The Grouse Room hosts concerts and is also a private venue for all occasions. From your largest, most extravagant events to intimate gatherings, the Grouse Room unites Acadiana's creative and business communities. Explore the concert calendar as well as the luxurious spaces at www.thegrouseroom.com or call 337-806-9098. Visit the Grouse Room.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Welcome into the Sam Stokes segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. We're in hour two of this week's episode. Hour two is brought to you by Tree Guardian, www.treeguardianusa.com or www.treeguardianusallc.com, or just make it easy. Call them, 337-852-4880. Emergency services available. No job too big, too small. Tree removal, stump removal, tree trimming, they will actually consult you on what needs to happen on your property that is best for you. Trust big Jake Guidry. We trust him here on Implicit Bias. Tell him you heard about him on Implicit Bias. Again, 337-852-4880. So jumping into the last segment, and Sam, I'm going to give you some time here to pull up the quote that I said we're going to use and we're going to play here on Implicit Bias in the text. Yeah, I know I'm hitting you out of nowhere with this. We're going to see how well Sam does this. But the reality is, the question is, we're talking about all the things that are right in our face right now. So we've got a whistleblower. By the way, we have a whistleblower from the IRS who is a Democrat who says, I turned over the Bidens to the FBI. The FBI did nothing. We have documentation that the FBI told the Delaware state prosecutor that there were legs to the accusations, and the Delaware state prosecutor buried them. We have all of this. We have documentation that Hunter Biden, which, by the way, you probably don't know that his plea deal got thrown out this week. We know that, unfortunately, and God rest his soul, we pray for him, that the private chef for the Obamas drowned. And it just so happens that the former executive chef for the Clintons in the White House also happened to drown, which is just really, really odd coinkydink. How are you not hearing all of this literally every single day from the media? Because let's face it, this is the 46th president we're talking about. The 45th president we're talking about, if he sneezed in the wrong direction, you were told how bad he was. Literally, the media ran for over a week with the fact that the 45th president got two scoops of ice cream when everybody else got one.
On a bicycle.
Yeah, on a, well, no, the falling off the bicycle was 46.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So, Sam, we ready as to the evidence as to why?
Is this Emma Mojer?
Yes, Morris? It is.
Okay. Yeah.
So let me set this up for you. This is the journalist who broke the Hunter Biden laptop story. This is the journalist from the New York Post who verified all of her sources. And I say journalist with the utmost respect because she is a true journalist. This is her testimony that you have probably never heard. She is testifying in front of the United States Congress. This is why. This is why you have not heard squat about what's going on. Sam?
My name is Emma Jo Morris, politics editor at Breitbart. I'm here today because I published a series of news stories 3 years ago in October of 2020 about Hunter Biden's now infamous laptop, also known as the laptop from hell, which is seen as some of the most scandalous reporting of the last decade. What was more scandalous than the reporting itself, though, was the fact that it exposed the unholy alliance between the intelligence community, social media platforms, and legacy media outlets. At the time, I was deputy politics editor at the New York Post, and my reporting showed that despite then-candidates Joe Biden's repeated and furious denials, he was apparently involved in the foreign business deals of his family. Over several days, just weeks before Americans would vote for their next president, I revealed verified, authentic emails from the Biden scion's hard drive showing Ukrainian business partners receiving leaks from the Obama White House. I documented an off-the-books meeting between then-Vice President Biden and a Ukrainian energy executive and introduced the world to the big guy who got action on a deal with CEFC, China Energy Company. The Post published exactly how the material for the reporting was obtained, even identifying our sources, as well as a federal subpoena showing the FBI was in possession of the material the story was based on and had been since December of 2019. But when the stories appeared on social media that morning, the venue where millions of Americans go to find their news and editors to get their angles, within hours, the reporting was censored on all major platforms on the basis of being called hacked or Russian disinformation. Twitter refused to allow users to share the link to the stories, banned the links from being shared in private messages, a policy, by the way, that's used to clamp down on child porn, and lock the Post out of its verified account.
But is it?
Facebook said it would curb distribution and reach of the links on its platform. However, the stories were not based on hacked materials, nor were they Russian disinformation. And despite those claims appearing to come out of thin air at the time, we would eventually learn that they actually didn't come out of thin air at all. On October 19th, 5 days after the Post began publishing, Politico ran a story headlined, Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former intel officials say. God, I can't even say that with a straight face, you know? Politico printed a letter completely uncritically from veteran members of the U.S. intelligence community falsely claiming that the Post expose has, quote, all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. My God. Most notable among the signatories of that letter were Jim Clapper from former DNI, Michael Hayden, former CIA, John Brennan, former CIA. Despite having such damaged credibility following their participation in the Russia collusion conspiracy theory. A few days later, on October 22nd, when Biden appeared in the second presidential debate and was confronted with the facts of the Post reporting, he said to Trump, quote, 50 former national intelligence professionals said this, what he's accusing me of is a Russian plot. But it was not. And he knew that. Now, fast forward to this year, 3 years later. Just last spring, House investigators revealed it was a call by now Secretary of State Antony Blinken to former acting CIA Director Michael Morell that prompted the spy letter published by Politico, which bypassed agency approval processes that would have been normally applied. It is also now known that ahead of my reporting, federal agencies were priming social media companies to execute an operation to discredit it. According to internal documents released by Elon Musk upon his acquisition of Twitter, the FBI and other intelligence community members essentially directed the platform's censorship operation, in part externally by working with top management and in part internally by social media companies hiring eye-popping numbers of agency alumni. Journalist Michael Schallenberger reported, based on documents he obtained from Musk, that during all of 2020, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies repeatedly primed Twitter executives to dismiss reports of Hunter Biden's laptop as a Russian hack and leak operation. Feds arranged for top secret security clearances to be granted to Twitter management and even had encrypted messaging networks set up, which they dubbed a virtual war room. To this day, hundreds of people from the intelligence community work at social media companies. Over the last few years, my reporting has been confirmed by virtually every mainstream news outlet, from the Washington Post to the New York Times to Politico, when the stakes were nothing, by the way, 2 years later. No one denies that the laptop is real, that the origin story is exactly what I told you it was in the first place. This elaborate censorship conspiracy wasn't because the information being reported on was false. It was because it was true, and it was a threat to the power centers in this country. What this relationship between the U.S. government officials and American corporations represent is an unprecedented push to undermine the First Amendment, the right to think, write, read, say whatever we want. And how we respond will determine whether we see a free press as inalienable or as optional. Thanks.
Eyes and eight noes.
So, in other words, everyone knew before the story came out that the Hunter Biden laptop story was true. We now know by admission of several people who signed that 51 intelligence officials believe this is Russian disinformation, that they knew prior to them signing that petition, they knew it was real.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm digging this. I'm so, you know, look, I'm whiskey in politics, right? That's my new t-shirt. Somebody give me a hashtag whiskey politics.
Hey, we'll print the t-shirts. As a matter of fact, we have Whiskey Goes In, Wisdom Comes Out t-shirts at Implicit
Sign
Birthday.
Me up. So Mr. Antony Blinken.
Antony Blinken.
Our SOS, right? Our Secretary of State.
Under which president?
The current one.
Yep.
So amazing statistics, information to find out. So I did a little bit of digging. And what I love about this is my boy Antony has been at it for a while, right?
Oh, career.
Right, I mean, they
swamp
all are.
Creature.
But look, I
career
respect
swamp
that.
Creature.
Look, hey, I mean, it's no different than Caleb discrediting built ARs. You know, these guys are just doing their job, right?
Sam's got to edit that out. We'll be fine.
Sorry. Antony Blinken is SOS. But at the same time, the ties to Ukraine, right? Where's the motivation? What's the Detective 101, right? We look for motive.
You look for motive.
And then
modus operandi.
Yeah.
And what is their method of operation?
What I love to hear about this is in 2016, there's a certain individual that won an election. It was kind of a big deal, but he won it in 2016, very late. And then he was inaugurated in 2017. And so in early 2017, this individual, Mr. Antony, founded a group called the West Exec Advisors. And so the way they got the West was It's that road between the West Wing and the Situation Room. Because if you've ever been in the Situation Room, well, you're a big deal. Probably slightly bigger.
You might have actually had cocaine, too.
You might have. You might have.
Maybe three times.
Right? And so this West exec advisor, so what I'm sitting here contemplating is like, how do you get 50-plus humans to sign off on a doc
that they know is a lie?
Well, that they don't even care, right? Whether or not they know is irrelevant. They're willing to sign off as a pledge of allegiance, right? To a thing.
And that's a great way to position this, because that's what it was. It was, I pledge allegiance to the unholy alliance between government, media, and keeping myself safe and selling you, the people of the United States, down the river. We got the finger in the corner. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll close out this week's episode. We're going to close out this subject, and we're going to go into the Mullet National Championships when we come back.
Do you want to look your best for any special occasion? Go to Miller's Formals. Under new ownership, Miller's will help you pick out the latest tuxedos and the latest styles for the wedding, Mardi Gras occasion, prom, or a special night out with your special someone. With the current styles in stock and on hand, Miller's Formals experienced staff can fit you and do same-day alterations. 3263 Ambassador Caffrey in Lafayette. New ownership, new culture, new styles. Miller's Formals. Look your best. Call 337-983-2266. Dress yourself. Miller's Formals.
Want the secret to the best old-fashioned? It's Ciro. Ciro de Saison old-fashioned cocktail mixer is small batch and handcrafted by the Saison family in South Louisiana. With notes of vanilla bean, toasted molasses, and pure cane sugar, Ciro de Saison complements your favorite bourbon or rye without overpowering. Look for Ciro de Saison wherever you buy your favorite whiskey. When you want an old-fashioned cocktail made uniquely your way, the choice is clear. Ciro with a P. Ciro de Saison.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around firearms or hasn't done a lot of shooting, we can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go in and do some live
firearms. Why don't you come in, have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at therusticrenegade.com.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie's Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
To protect and preserve, call Tree Guardian, a veteran-owned business with over 30 years of arborist experience. The owner, Jacob Guidry, can handle any job anywhere, understanding when it's time to trim or when it's time to remove. Tree Guardian can help you in any situation. Licensed and insured, Tree Guardian offers emergency services and free consultation. Protect and preserve the trees on your property. Call Tree Guardian at 337-852-4880 or find them at treeguardianusa.com.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Wrapping up this week's episode of Implicit Bias, I'm your host, Kevon Bortle, on Hour 2, brought to you by Tree Guardian, www.treeguardianusallc.com or www.treeguardianusa.com, 337-852-4880. We have here with us in the TSPL this week, Father Joe Campion from St. Edmund's Catholic Church here in Lafayette, Sam Stokes of Better Boot Productions in the corner, across the table, the Rustic Renegade himself, the man, the myth, the legend, retro rifle t-shirt and everything. And of course, to my left, the man who has made cocktail hours happen here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, Alex Cezanne of Sirop de Saison, Sirop Trading Company, right? Amer de Saison, as we are wrapping things up. So we have to kind of wrap up the last conversation, which is you heard from the New York Post reporter, now editor for Breitbart, who broke the Hunter laptop story, the Hunter Biden laptop story. What I thought was hysterical about that was this. She laughed. She laughed as she said, Politico filed a story saying, quote, 50 plus intelligence officials or former intelligence officials believe this could be Russian disinformation. And we now know from some of those very same officials themselves, please don't believe me. Please go look it up. They actually admit, oh yeah, we knew it wasn't fake. We knew it was real. But that's not the point. That's not the point in all of this. The point in all of this is if you believed it, you got played.
Amen. And you know, really and truly, when you get the intelligence agency or people high up in government, considering all of us as dunderheads to be manipulated, to be told, and if we are going to be quiet sheep and just, oh yeah, that's got to be true.
So
Father, going back to your prologue, truth, you didn't quote the master, truth will set you free. And truth is objective. So, truth is known to everybody. It's not an opinion. So no, you can't say I have my own truth and you have yours. No.
Nope. Nope. I don't care about your truth. I care about the truth.
And we have opinions. And opinions, like you say, are like...
Yeah. Like the stink eye of all ages, right? Go. Yes.
Everyone has them and they all stink.
Correct. And here's kind of where the crazy part is in this. There is a term. If you believed the 50 plus intelligence, there's a term we have that has been out there for you. And look, I don't want to be that person. And I'm sure in some ways I have been, but I never want to be a useful idiot. I never want to be the idiot that someone says I can use you and manipulate you to get what I want. So my question is, when it came to the laptop story at the beginning, were you a useful idiot? And don't answer me. Please don't. I don't want the answer. You're not beholden to us in any way, shape, or form. And we're not judging you if you were. You have to look in the mirror and judge yourself if you were the useful idiot. Alex?
I think people are looking for information, right? So, I mean, for me, when I dug into all this and I look at this guy, Antony Blinken.
Yep.
Who's our SOS right now.
Secretary of State.
And if you go back to 2016 and he's like undersecretary for Obama, and then, you know, obviously in late 2016, there's an individual, maybe last name Trump,
yep,
who wins a certain election and he gets inaugurated in early 2017. And this human, Tony Blinken, forms this team, this company, West Exec Advisors. And if you start digging on that, West depicting or trying to transcend.
Basically, the inclination is West Wing advisors.
West Wing, between the right. West Wing and the White House. Yep. There's this road there, and it's got a West kind of name to it. You guys Google it, y'all figure it out. But at the end of the day, how do you get 50 signatures on this?
It's the price of admission.
How do you get 50? How are they readily available, right? On this documentary to counteract what the Post is putting out, because the Post isn't a bunch of yuppies. Oh, well, because when you look at West Exec Advisors and you've got John Brennan as a principal, the former director of the CIA, when you've got a Costello, former chief of staff, principal architect of the National Cybersecurity, when you got Flax, director of the Office of Energy Programs, when you've got Green, former NSC senior director for Russia and Central Intelligence.
It's a who's who of the swamp.
And you can line them up and have a good time. And you can.
And some useful idiot in the media is going to write the story because that useful idiot refuses to ask questions and find the truth instead of their truth. So we're going to ask you, as our listeners, please don't believe us on any of this. We've gone down some rabbit holes. Please don't. Please Google it. Please look it up. Please, whatever you do, don't believe us. But go do the research before you tell us we're wrong. Caleb, you want to chime in? Then we're going to jump to a new story.
I'm just very surprised that no one has said that it feels a bit drafty in here. Because
it does. Sam had the AC fixed.
No, not even that. Oh. Blinken. When I hear the word Blinken, I think Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yes. Yes. No, I agree.
And it feels a bit drafty here. It's when they repossess the castle.
Yes. Yes. Right? No, like, I agree.
We didn't go there.
By the way,
I feel ashamed.
By the way, who played Blinken?
Yeah, that was a stretch.
Mark something.
Oh, I thought Blinken was Dave Chappelle, because Dave Chappelle was one of the men in
Dave
Chappelle.
Chappelle is a Chew, son of a sneeze.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He is a Chew, son of a sneeze. Yes.
Mark, is it like Blankenship or Blankenship?
Yes. Blinken. One of those two.
Yeah. So
what a deep cut.
That is a fantastic jump. Maybe as much, maybe as good of a jump as we're going to make to Nash Carroll. Nash Carroll, congratulations. The 3-year-old. He's a Covington native. You know what? We're always proud.
North Shore.
We are always so proud of our Louisianians, who has now made it to the National Mullet Championship Finals. Nash, congratulations to your parents giving you one of the top 5 mullets for those under the age of 15 in the United States.
How old is he right now?
He's 3.
He's 3.
He's 3. Right? Which means he didn't make a decision on his haircut.
Yeah, no, his mom and dad did that.
Correct.
And look, congrats on them for being brother and sister. I don't know how to say that.
No, that's Alabama. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah.
Mississippi.
It's just, look, I've seen his mullet. I saw the videos. They were all slow motion. And it's impressive. But like that's a lot of dedication as a parent. That really is.
To want to abuse your child in that way is a unique scenario. Now, here's the fun part, and this is really the good part. You know, we talk about this young man and what he's engaged in, but the reality is it's all for a good cause. Because mulletchamp.com, home of the USA Mullet Championships, it's actually set up for Homes for Wounded Warriors. It is a fundraising event for something that is a really, really good cause. In 2023, they've raised $113,997 for those who consciously decide to sacrifice themselves, mind, body, spirit, so that we can have the freedoms that we espouse for here on this radio show, on this podcast. This is the desire. Go ahead, Caleb.
All right, so Samson could touch nothing unclean.
Couldn't cut his hair.
Couldn't cut his hair. What was the third promise?
That I don't remember. Father, do you trying to keep us Catholic?
He couldn't touch when he got the honey from the dead carcass unclean. When he cut his hair was the final one, but it was also
he couldn't drink old fashions.
Oh, what
talk
was
about
it?
A sacrifice.
Like, so it just like did Samson have a mullet?
Okay, so if he couldn't cut his hair at all, he by mullet. Definition did not have a mullet.
He couldn't have
because
one.
The mullet, Sam, do you know what the mullet is?
Business in the front, party in the back.
Yes, Sam gets it right. Business in the front, party in the rear. That's the mullet.
That's Sam's dating motto, by the way.
It is. And of course, his second dating motto is make sure the husband doesn't know. Anyway, the absolute championship mullet that we have for this young man is, look, and let's look, I'm going to be completely transparent. The mullet was first in style. Oh, circa 1998, 99, 90, 91, which would put Kavon, your humble host, squarely in high school.
Didn't you?
Oh, I absolutely had a mullet. I absolutely had the Ole Miss douchebag mullet that goes with it. It was terrible and fantastic all at the same time.
You got rid of the mullet, but you're still a douchebag.
Well, there you go. And you got to love that from your parish priest, right? Now, at least they call it like it is. But that, yes, so I had the mullet, but it didn't. And look, I urge you, please go to this website, mulletchamp.com, because some of the people who are here going for the National Mullet Championship.
Now, what's the young man's name?
Oh, I've got it. Okay, hold on. I've got to pull up his name Nash. One more time. Nash.
What's his first name, though?
No, that's his last name. That's his first name is Nash
Carroll.
Carroll.
Yes.
That was a TV show in the 90s was Nash.
No, that was Nash Bridges.
Yeah.
But he also had a cardiac issue as a youngster. And so I admire this. He's getting so much popularity because he's had heart surgery. He's been resilient. He is tough as nails. He smiles through the suffering. His mother doesn't care if he wins or loses this mullet contest. He's just
a
guy that's going to fight, and I like people like that.
This is the trials and tribulations
exactly.
Have to be
And this is why we do your implicit bias, because you know what? We like Nash because we like Nash. We may joke about the National Mullet Championships, but we want you to like what you like and stick with us when we come back next week with another fantastic episode of Implicit Bias.
Implicit Bias is produced by and copyright of Pipe Dream Entertainment, LLC.
This program has been paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.